Thank you. Since, as I mentioned, we are under no formal strict rules, of course, the work of the meeting in an informal mode may be organized in a way that would allow all participants in the meeting to take the floor on any agenda item. Also, we will have no strict distribution of the items according to the provisional work program of the conference. And definitely, any delegation, any speaker will be able to speak on any point of the substantive agenda, except for item 16, as you mentioned, which will need to be adopted. The final report will need to be adopted in a formal meeting. Now, the work on the final report, as well as on any other item, will continue in an informal mode only on conditions that we do not succeed in agreeing on the confirmation of the rules of procedure. As I mentioned, the work is still going on, and I haven't abandoned a hope that we will be able to find a solution to this. That is why agenda item 4 will be adjourned, but not actually closed, since we will be continuing in an informal mode to seek for a solution which could allow us sooner or later, I hope, to confirm the rules of procedure, which will open the way to resume our work in a formal mode. But until such time as this could happen, there will be a possibility for a general exchange of views on all the items. And I would probably suggest that for the good order of business, we follow the sequence of items as they stand in the agenda, items between 7 to 15. But of course, I will not prevent any delegation wishing to take a stance on any other issue which falls within the scope of competence of this meeting to speak on this particular point. On the other hand, I think that since we are experiencing pressure of time, I would nevertheless ask speakers to try to limit their statements up to 3 minutes for delegations maximum. I would also suggest that we agree that groups of states, when a statement is made on behalf of a group of states, the speaker will have normally 5 minutes. Again, let me stress, this will be an informal arrangement, but following the practice of previous years and the rules of procedure that govern the speaking time in this case. So this is actually the way I see it. Again, in any case, if we don't have rules of procedure confirmed before we arrive to item 16, then we will have to continue our work in an informal mode also on the final report and resume the formal modalities of our meeting once we are ready to adopt the final report. Are my intentions actually clear to everyone, and is this approach agreeable? The distinguished delegate of Ukraine has requested the floor.